A suicide bomber yesterday killed 10 people, including security officers at a Damascus mosque, and Schneibel reports.
Friday's bombing was yet another blow to an unraveling UN-backed ceasefire between President Bashar al-Assad and rebels who want him to cede power. The explosion happened as worshippers were leaving the Zain al-Badin Mosque in Damascus. The mosque was already under heavy security due to its reputation as a launchpad for anti-Assad demonstrations after Friday prayers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, but it was close to the site of a January 6th suicide bombing, which was claimed by a previously unknown anti-Assad Sunni Islamist group calling itself the Al-Nusra Front. The incident came after UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned that the government was in contravention of a UN and Arab League-backed peace plan. According to the United Nations, more than 9,000 people have been killed in the 13-month-old revolt against Assad. I'm Anne Schneibel.